This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Pueblo man unlawfully detained by the Taliban has been released. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The family of Dennis Coyle says their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude and praise to God for bringing him home after 421 days. Coyle, a language researcher from Pueblo, has worked in Afghanistan for several years and was arrested last January. The family thanked President Trump and his administration for securing Coyle's release, while also calling for all other Americans held unlawfully by the Taliban to be released as well. For now, the family says they're focused on Coyle's well-being and on being reunited. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Early signs point to a vehicle malfunction as the cause of the 24 fire burning near Penrose. KRCC's Brenna Haney has more.
A preliminary investigation shows a vehicle traveling along Highway 115 had some kind of malfunction that sparked the fire. As of Wednesday afternoon, the fire has burned 7,500 acres with 44% containment. Highway 115 remains closed, but authorities anticipate it will reopen on Friday. Evacuation orders were lifted on Monday. Both Fremont and El Paso counties are under some fire restrictions. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Denver set an all-time high temperature record for the month of March when it hit 87 degrees at DIA this afternoon. That also shatters the all-time March 25th record of 75 degrees. It's about 30 degrees above normal. The prolonged heat across the state has also contributed to the lowest snowpack level on record. This is CPR News.